Hey there, boys, girls, and flying squirrels. My name's Joe Keyport, and you're listening to the Ear Coffee Podcast. This week's episode, we dug deep into the vault to pull out an interview I did with the band Curitan. This was recorded right before the release of their debut album, Spring in the Attic, and this week, Spring in the Attic turned 1 year old. It was a very interesting look into the band as they were starting to progress from kind of very simple, hastily written, hastily produced pop punk into something a little more formed, a little more story-driven. It was just interesting to pick these gentlemen's brains as I sat down with Caleb Davis and Joel Drzymski. Without further ado, this is my interview with Curitan on the Ear Coffee Podcast.
I'm sitting here with Curitan, which is Joel Drzymski.
That's me.
And Caleb Davis.
Hey.
And so tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you do, a little bit of history, what have you.
I sing and play guitar in Curitan.
And I do drums and backup vocals.
And then my laptop plays the bass.
Woo.
That already answers one of my questions, because you guys are a duo, but for your recordings, you guys have a full kind of instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
So then do you play, so then you set it up so you play to a click and then have everything else kind of filled out?
Yep, the whole show basically has to run through Ableton.
Okay, so Curitan, from, I was reading through your interview with that you did with Wes for the Examiner, just to get a little background, and you guys said that the band was formed kind of for a Northwestern event.
Yeah.
So kind of tell me about that.
Yeah. So last February for the big Akinson, Knutson Coffee House event that they do every year in the Student Center, we were like, hey, wouldn't it be fun to play for that? And we're like, okay, but we don't really have anything to play. So we're like, well, let's write songs and start a band. So we wrote three songs and we're like, let's just call our band Curitan after our Apple TV. Which was already called Curitan.
Alan S. Curitan.
True.
Which,
he
of course,
full name.
Is named after the wonderful president of Northwestern.
Have you guys asked him about, like, what does he think of your band? I know it was someone asked him randomly when you guys first started.
Jeff Lloyd asked him if he knew about it, and he didn't until Jeff told him. I actively avoid him.
Is that for specific reasons or just...
I just don't want to explain myself.
That's fair. So, in that interview, you said, did you record all of the songs you wrote in that week right away? Or did you, like, save... Because you have an album out or an EP that is A Party That Never Ends with a Host That Never Dies.
Yep.
Which I like to say on my show is probably the longest album title I've ever heard.
Hey, that's good.
It's stupid long.
Yeah, it is. We usually just call it a party.
Okay. Uh-huh. It's almost like, so have you ever heard of the band Beach Slang?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. They're also known for their long titled albums. What is it?
Okay.
Their last one is The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us and just stuff like that.
Yep.
But I think you guys take the cake. So kind of what went into writing and recording kind of that EP? Was it just you decided you wanted to put something out or?
Yeah, so we basically just took, we had four songs written for that coffee house event and we recorded the three ones that we liked. There was one, I never wrote words for it. I would just make up new words every time we played it.
Yes.
So I never actually wanted a recorded version of that. I didn't want an actual version of that song. But yeah, so I wrote the music for all three of them. And then Caleb wrote lyrics for most of it. And then we just went in, and I think we had it recorded in a month.
Okay.
Less than that. But then it took me forever to actually get around to mixing it and stuff.
Okay. So then, Joel, you write a lot of the music. And-
mm-hmm.
Caleb, do you write a lot of the lyrics?
Yeah, I do. It's a little bit different for the upcoming album. We were both more involved in both parts of it. I wrote several of the songs, and Joel wrote several of the songs, and then we each wrote lyrics for each of the songs that we wrote.
Mm-hmm. We really split the album 50-50, so there's Caleb's songs, and then there's my songs.
And then there's also the one song that we actually wrote together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for your upcoming album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a title for your upcoming album yet?
Yeah, we're announcing it at Tea Time.
Okay, cool. That's because this will go this will go live tomorrow right before tea time. So
okay,
so it's still a secret.
So yeah,
it'll still be a secret. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So with that writing style, did you keep kind of that off the cuff, kind of tongue in cheek thing you had for that first EP, or is it a little more, you put a little more thought into this album?
There's some kind of tongue in cheek mm-hmm. stuff in there. Mm-hmm. I know one of the songs that Joel wrote is definitely very that.
Yeah, I wrote an entire song about how I hate writing lyrics. Because I do. It's my least favorite thing to write.
What would be a line from that song you're willing to share?
There's the last line of the chorus is "Don't pay attention to us," which is just straight up telling people do not take this song seriously at all. Because I just wrote the verses are just nonsense.
That's amazing.
That sounds like it means something.
It's a really fun song, though. It's a great jam.
And so the new album, is that sonically different than A Party? Or is that like, is it still got that pop punky kind of edge to it?
It's still definitely influenced by pop punk, but it is very different from the Party EP. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do some really crazy stuff that sometimes was hard to record.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of piano on this one.
Yeah.
Which really, that's very different from the first one. There's a lot of other instruments besides your guitar, bass, drums.
Okay, so I read again in that Northwestern interview that accordion makes an appearance.
Oh no, we didn't put the shoot.
Well, we have accordion, synth accordions in there.
There's an accordion.
Come over and play his own stuff over that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Wow, I completely forgot about that.
So with kind of branching out sonically and your experiment and adding maybe a little more experimentation, what was kind of your least favorite and favorite moments from recording this album?
Well, least favorite's easy.
Yeah.
There's a song I wrote that it switches from 4-4 time to 6-8.
Okay.
A couple times in the song. And I demoed it out with like a software drummer, and mm-hmm. the software drummer was really good at playing that. It was really easy for the software drummer. It turns out that part is basically impossible for a human to play. Yeah. So that song took 2 hours.
Wow.
At least. To do. Yeah. Just for the drums. I mean, see, the hard part about it, though, is like it's a really, really fun song to play. But the transition back to 4-4 is just so hard because there's like this little extra pause that I couldn't quite figure out. And so I was always a little bit too quick or a little bit too slow mm-hmm. for most of the mm-hmm. takes.
And then vocals for that song were also the worst to record.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean worst to record?
The timing on the vocals is really weird. It's also really high.
Oh, okay.
I write vocal lines like I'm writing a keyboard line half the time.
Okay.
Because I'm not very good at it.
Because you write your vocal lines like a keyboard line, do you like demo it out on a keyboard before you mm-hmm. put lyrics to it?
Yeah, all my vocal lines start as just a piano track.
Same, actually.
Okay. So, like, what are your individual processes for putting music down? I know it varies depending on the song, but, like... Mm-hmm. Are you are you both multi-instrumentalists, or Caleb, do you mainly stick to drums?
I am a little tiny bit multi-instrumentalist. I can do a little bit of piano and guitar, just basic chords.
Mm-hmm.
But GarageBand is great because you can just push the button that you want, and you're like, oh, that's how it sounds. Yeah. That's good. And pretend that you know how to play lots of instruments. So GarageBand is my friend. Mm-hmm. That's how I write a lot of my stuff. And usually it starts out with... I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's I have like a melody in my mind that also matches with a particular theme.
Okay.
And then I kind of flesh that out as I play with the melody more. And then it kind of just happens, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And then I'm like totally different because I always start a song with the guitar riff.
Okay.
I always write the intro first.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I'll take that, and I use Logic, so I'll use its software drummer, because instead of sitting there and clicking in every single drum beat, I just let it play whatever it really wants to.
Yeah.
And then I write the song based around that.
Do you have a release date for this album? I know you can't. Or is that going to be announced tonight as well?
There's no official release date set. We'll figure that out in the next week or two. Mm-hmm. We're looking at late May right now.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then with recording your album, you use a lot of different instrumentation. Do you guys have a favorite piece of gear you each like to use, or do you have a favorite piece of gear, or do you guys even consider yourselves like gear nerds?
I probably wouldn't consider myself that. Like, if you give me a kit, I mm-hmm. will play it. And like, yeah, I don't know. I think just as long as it is not a trashy kit, I'm good with it, and I'll just do what I can.
I'm a gear nerd who can't afford any actual good gear.
Hey.
Yeah.
But I play a Squire Bullet Strat on most of this album.
Okay.
I bought that guitar for $100 with a bunch of gift cards my family gave me.
That's amazing.
When I was like 12. And it's still my favorite guitar I've ever played.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about it, but I really like how that guitar sounds.
Yeah, okay. When you play live, do you just like straight into an amp distorted, or do you have like a pedal board? Or
I run tuner. It's a cheap Behringer tuner. The faceplate on it is actually missing. Someone dropped something on it one time, the faceplate broke off. So yeah. It still has the little LEDs, though, so I can see what note I'm tuning to. And then I play into a $30 overdrive pedal. Straight into an amp.
What's your overdrive pedal?
It's a Joyo Vintage Overdrive. Oh, so it's
like a Tube Screamer copy.
Yeah, it's like the fake Tube Screamer.
Okay, that's awesome, actually. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, your album was leaked, which was Mooey Mooey Senator. So tell me...
That was the real album, actually. Oh, yeah. The one we're recording now is the joke album.
We were trying to keep Mooey Mooey Senator a secret.
Oh, shoot. Tell me about that and just... The method behind that madness. Because it's glorious.
Yeah.
It really is glorious.
So we came up with the track listing first.
Because you released your cover art and track listing like a couple months ago, a month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, something like that.
That was just us being like, wouldn't it be funny if we told people we were making a joke album and then actually... And then we're like, what if we actually made the joke album?
So we did.
That's amazing.
So we just set up live in the TV studio in the basement of Mel Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think there's one mic on the drums. We each have like an SM58 to sing into, my guitar, just a direct in. And we stood in there for an hour and played the entire album in one solid take.
Yep.
No planning.
None whatsoever.
Between every song, I just had my laptop up with the track listing. And then Caleb would be like, okay, what's the next one? And I'm like, this one's called what? And then we would make up a song based on that.
So everything in that album was totally off the cuff, improvised?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the only line I came up with beforehand was Obi-Wan Kenobi and a can of ravioli.
And then we did talk a little bit about what we wanted to do for High Ground.
Yeah, but we discussed High Ground, how it should start way too low and end up way too
just
high.
Just get progressively higher and higher and higher.
That's amazing. I'll have to listen to this again just to now I know all these things. I remember I was on the air doing my show, and I saw it pop up in my feed just looking like, oh no, is this, like, this would be something you guys would do, put out that album, like, so I just announced it on air, and I went, this could be interesting. That's amazing.
That's a good descriptor. Interesting.
Do you have any plans to do anything with that album, or are you just going to keep it in, like, a Google Drive, or are you going to put out, like, a physical, just, like, burn some CDs?
I don't think we'll do physical copies of that one. I don't know. We could do like giant prints of the wonderful album art.
That's true.
That'd be cool. What if we got that printed on like canvas or something? Some nice like gold frames.
Oh, that'd be
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. I would buy one of those actually.
Mm-hmm. Charge them.
We could
like $150 a piece.
Yeah, and then we could print like one vinyl.
A single.
Yeah. Just one vinyl.
It's a 45, but it has 14 different grooves on it, so you never know which song. Extremely low fidelity.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Or like print like one cassette and just like, if you want it, you have to get it. You have to get it from this dude who has one cassette.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then you also have to track down someone who has a cassette player.
And then tomorrow, well, this will be go live, so this will be today, Wednesday the 26th, you guys will be playing an event called Tea Time, a musical extravaganza. Mm. So tell the listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's the senior project class showcase. Mm-hmm. All the recording arts guys are going to play like a 20 to 30 minute set. I think it's mostly all new material that we're working on. I know we're playing a couple old songs from our EP and a cover, but
the fans, man.
Yeah.
So part of that, are you playing, is it just going to be you two doing it? Or are you going to have, because I know Jeff has sometimes played bass with.
Actually, we were Jeff's backup band.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I played bass for Jeff, and Caleb played drums.
Interesting.
At Jeff Fest last
year.
Yes,
Jeff Fest.
Which we did in the.
Was it in the TV studio?
Yeah, that was down at the TV studio.
So is Jeff Fest happening again this year?
Probably not.
Sadly, no. Oh.
Jeff is too busy, and we are too busy to play Jeff Fest.
And everyone everywhere is mourning.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
We almost called Tea Time Jeff Fest, too.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So then, with Tea Time, it's going to be as refined and gentlemanly as your promo video makes it seem.
Absolutely.
So, yes. like three-piece suits, like the Beatles with your guitars as bow ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
What can the crowd expect from your guys' set at Tea Time?
The crowd needs to be ready for a splash zone at the front of the stage where we will splash hot tea.
Perfect.
On the audience. But it's
stage left is Earl Grey, and stage right is like an English breakfast tea.
But you have to bring your own sugar and cream.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because we don't have any refrigeration available.
Yes, that's true.
Good to know. Finally, what do you guys have planned for this summer as a band? Do you have anything going on, or is this kind of your pinnacle right now?
This is us at our peak right here,
yes,
baby.
Yes, we're peaking. Yeah, I don't know. We don't really have anything planned right now. It'd be fun to play one more show.
Mm-hmm. If we did, it'd be in North Central Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are childhood friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We grew up together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So have you guys played together in bands before? Or
yeah.
Is this mm-hmm. like.
Our first experience together was when we were like eight?
Yeah.
Eight or nine?
I was in like third grade.
Yes. And then I would have been in second grade. And we got together very inspired by Go Fish. And we went down to my basement.
We were cool kids.
Oh yeah, we were. We went down to my basement and I played this really cheap toy electric drum set, and Joel played my dad's broken old guitar, and we wrote an album.
We just played it. We didn't write the album to be an album. We just played a show.
Oh yeah, that's
but
true.
But our band was called The Trinity, because we were a Christian band.
And you could make crosses out of all three of the T's in that.
It looks so, so cool, man.
It was sick.
Oh, do you have any stuff from that era?
There is a video of the one and only time The Trinity played in Caleb's basement to our moms and sisters.
Yeah, and there was even like a theatrical piece halfway through the set.
That's right.
That we did.
We had a full-on skit.
It was really great.
That sounds amazing.
But yeah, it was pretty, you know, DIY punk.
Oh yeah. It was super
basement shows and
yeah.
parents' houses.
Well, we also had that plastic snare drum that basically had a sheet of wax paper for a head. It was. And then there was one song where it was basically just like, bada, 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 bada.
And then we also had that big exercise ball that we would bounce on
mm-hmm.
because we were restless 8 and 9 year olds.
Well, and we also didn't have like anywhere to sit for the drums, so
okay.
we sat on the exercise ball.
So did you guys take turns swapping instruments then throughout the set?
I kind of feel like we did.
Mm-hmm. I know that we definitely swapped drums,
uh-huh.
and we also swapped singing. I don't remember if I ever tried to play guitar, though.
I think I made you play guitar on
okay.
a song.
I wouldn't be
surprised. Because I wanted to play the drums.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then do you guys have, I know, Joel, you do Angry Tortilla, right?
Yeah, that's kind of off and on. It's when it's a whenever I feel like it thing.
And then, Caleb, do you have your own kind of side projects you work on?
I am kind of trying to work on a side project. I've been really busy this semester, so it's been hard to put stuff into it. But hopefully over the summer and beginning to the next year, I will be able to start working more on my side project. I've got a lot of stuff, like demos and stuff prepared, my super cool, really fun name for my side project is Pond Dolphins. So hopefully in the next few years, I'll be able to put together some stuff and throw it out. And also kind of an ongoing project that I've been trying to get started is this thing called Tell Me a Story, where all of the songs are based off of people's life experiences that they share with me, and then I turn it into music.
Okay, so what with Pond Dolphin and what's that other project? Oh, Tell Me a Story.
Yeah.
What is kind of like the sound of that kind of stuff?
Oh boy. I think it's definitely rock based, but it's pretty much just going to be whatever I feel like.
Okay.
Whenever.
Just kind of an eclectic mix of whatever comes to you.
Those are good words.
I'm surprised I can have them this early in the morning, even though it's noon. Alrighty. Well, thank you for sitting down with me, gentlemen. Do you have anything you want to leave the listeners of the Local Juke Joint with before you take off?
Oh man.
Thoughts, final thoughts.
Tom Abel is a cool guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know him, but sounds real cool.
He's over there and has no clue we're talking about him.
Sick.
Yeah, that's all I want to leave people with.
Yeah, come to the show.
All right, perfect.
Buy our posters.
Buy your posters. Perfect. Thank you guys for sitting down with me. For Joel Drzymski and Caleb Davis, we're signing off.
You can find Cureton's first album, Spring in the Attic, almost anywhere you can find music online. So make sure to go buy it on Bandcamp, stream it on Spotify, whatever you need to do, because they're a great band that you should support. If you like what we do here on the Ear Copy Podcast, but you want to be able to read about it, you can check us out at facebook.com/earcopy and at earcopy.blogspot.com for the more newsy side of the blog. I'm Joe Keyport, and I thank you for listening to the Ear Copy Podcast. I'll see you guys next Wednesday.